Welcome back to Still Showing Up. I'm Alex Morgan. If you've been feeling a little flatter lately, smaller margins for frustration, less curiosity, shoulders that feel a bit tighter than they used to, you're in the right place. Nothing is wrong with you. Your system is tired, not broken. Today, we're talking about a simple, kind way to notice those small shifts before they become big ones.
I'm Emma Lawson. I'm curious if others feel this too. One morning you wake up and the things you used to enjoy feel muted, or decisions feel heavier. It's not dramatic, it's quiet. Many people carry that for months without a name. That's what we want to name today, gently.
Let me say that again, because it matters. This can be slow. It's not always a single big failure or a burnout moment with sirens. Often it's a steady drift. Less curiosity, smaller margins, a sense of being stretched thin. And noticing that early is exactly what protects your nervous system. This isn't about adding another thing to your to-do list. It's about learning to check in with kindness.
That's such an important distinction. There's a lot of tenderness here, noticing small losses before they harden into guilt or shame. You're not alone in noticing that you've been a little less patient or that evenings aren't recharging you like before. There's no failure in that. We can hold it with kindness.
Okay, quick reframe before we go further. When energy, mood, and focus slip slowly, it's often your nervous system recalibrating under sustained pressure. The body adapts. Rest helps, but rest alone can feel like a bandage if you don't know what shifted. The quiet scale I'll share today is a curiosity tool. It's data for you, not a score to fix. It helps you notice what's going on in your system with no urgency attached.
Yes, and the reason that naming these small shifts matters is emotional and relational, too. If someone's patience is fading or their evenings are less present, relationships start to carry a quiet weight. Noticing earlier makes those conversations easier, gentler. It's relief more than correction.
All right, here's the core idea. The quiet scale is five simple axes: body tension, sleep and rest quality, mood tone, focus and decision ease, and reactivity or emotional threshold. For each axis, you pick a number from 1 to 5. 1 feeling very depleted or dysregulated, 5 feeling relatively steady and resourced. I'll give plain everyday examples, so this is an abstract.
I'll add examples from home life. For body tension, a 1 might be waking up with a jaw ache or shoulders clenched without remembering why. A 3 is noticing more frequent tightness that you can release if you remember. A 5 is feeling generally relaxed most days. Many people I talk to are in the 2-3 range, and they don't even notice it as a pattern until it's been months.
For sleep and rest quality, 1 might be falling asleep but waking still exhausted. Naps not refreshing. 3 could be nights where you mostly sleep but wake up with some fog. 5 is waking with relative clarity. For mood tone, a 1 might be persistent flatness or quick dips into irritability, whereas a 5 is having baseline curiosity or lightness most days.
And for focus and decision ease, a 1 is feeling like even small choices are heavy, meeting agendas blur together. A 3 is you can decide, but it takes more effort. A 5 is decisions feeling clearer and less taxing. For reactivity, that threshold, a 1 is snapping or getting overwhelmed quickly. A 5 is being able to respond without immediate escalation. These are meant to be descriptive, not diagnostic.
Okay, let's try a short-paced permission-first practice. You can close your eyes if that's comfortable, or keep them open. This will take a few minutes. We'll sense each axis, name a number, then offer 1 compassionate observation. No judgment, no fixing, just noticing. I'll lead and Emma will reflect occasionally.
I'll remind you, there's no right and no wrong. If a number surprises you, take it as data. If it makes you feel wobbly, breathe and stay with curiosity. Many people find relief in simply naming what's true in the moment.
First axis, body tension. Take a breath and notice your jaw, neck, shoulders. On a scale from 1 to 5, what number comes up? Say quietly to yourself, or just hold it. I'll give a 5-count pause. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. Notice without explanation.
If you noticed a lower number, maybe your observation is, I've been clenching more this week. That's a curious note, not a problem. If a higher number shows up, you might notice gratitude for that. Either way, we're collecting simple facts.
Second, sleep and rest quality. Without overthinking, what number fits your recent nights? 1 through 5. I'll count again slowly so you can tune in. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. Notice if your number shifts when you recall the last few days.
Third, mood tone. Are you feeling flat, neutral, or a little bright? Pick a number. This one often carries tenderness. People worry about being a burden for noticing low mood. Please remember, you're allowed to notice without solving it right now.
Fourth, focus and decision ease. How heavy or light do decisions feel lately? 1 to 5. Take a breath. Choose the number that matches most days recently. Finally, fifth, reactivity. How quickly do you move from calm to upset? 1 to 5. If this is low, note the situations where it shows up. If it's higher, notice what helped in those moments.
If you're short on time, try the micro variant. Pick one axis, the one that feels loudest right now, and spend 60 seconds sensing it. Name a number and make one tiny, kind choice. A 2-minute grounding breath, a sip of water with attention, or telling yourself, this is data, not a verdict.
Now, for one practical shift tied to the scale, if your average lands at 3 or below, consider a 2-minute regulatory experiment, a simple breath count at a rhythm that feels slow. Inhale for 4, exhale for 6. Or put a small boundary in place, like turning off email notifications for the next hour. The point isn't to overhaul your life. It's to give your nervous system a tiny reprieve so it can recalibrate.
And if your number surprised you, maybe the experiment is noticing with curiosity for 3 days. Each day, use the scale once. Note one non-judgmental data point, maybe just the axis and the number, and notice whether small shifts happen. We're offering an experiment, not a project. There's no failure in trying it and letting it rest.
Practical note. If your ratings are consistently low and you're worried, reach out for support. A trusted colleague, a supervisor, or a clinician. The quiet scale helps you notice. Sometimes the next step is connection. We include small options here. 2-minute grounding, a micro boundary, or asking for help. Those are all valid next steps.
Before we close, remember, noticing early is relief, not failure. There's a lot of tenderness in being the first to say, I'm a little off today. That honesty protects how you show up to the people and projects you care about. You're not behind. You're doing this with care.
One last reassurance. You don't need to fix this today. Just noticing is enough for now. If the quiet scale landed for you, try it once a day for 3 days and pick one tiny kind choice to test. If it didn't land, that's fine too. Take what helps and leave the rest. You're still showing up, and that matters.
If this felt useful, consider sharing it with someone who's carrying a lot quietly. Sometimes a gentle question, "How's your scale today?" is permission enough for another person to notice. There's no urgency, just a little more kindness in the world.